This is a picture of Maurice Drouin, the honorary perpetual secretary of l'Académie Française, the French Academy. He is splendidly attired in his $68,000 uniform, befitting the role of the French Academy as legislating the correct usage in French and perpetuating the language. The French Academy has two main tasks. It compiles a dictionary of official French. They're now working on their ninth edition, which they began in 1930, and they've reached the letter P. They also legislate on correct usage, such as the proper term for what the French call email, which ought to be courriel. The World Wide Web, the French are told, ought to be referred to as l'étoile d'araignée mondiale, the global spider web, recommendations that the French gaily ignore. Now, this is one model of how language comes to be. Namely, it's legislated by an academy, but anyone who looks at language realizes that this is a rather silly conceit, that language rather emerges from human minds interacting from one another. And this is visible in the unstoppable change in language, the fact that by the time the academy finishes their dictionary, it will already be well out of date.